Well, good morning, everyone. This is Vance Rogers. I want to welcome you to the July 29th edition of Saturday AM Live. We got a few early birds on the call before we jump into things, so let's go ahead and share who we are and where we're calling from. And now, I'll do the quick first ones. I'm looking at Cindy Key and Tim Kemp, two of our majors with the Body Balance program. And when I say major, I'll explain that a little bit more later. But they'll do have an elongated introduction, so we know they're on the call and they're with me, and there's several others that are here at the, what are we calling this? The Essence of Wellness Expo in Richmond, Virginia. So who else is on the call with us?
Steve Proflix, Sandy Utah.
Good morning, Jean.
Hello. Jean from Connecticut. Morning, Vance.
Good
morning, Jean. We got Jean's represented. Anybody else on the call besides Jean?
Jean from New Jersey.
Jeannie and Jeannie. Right. We got Jean, 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 and Jeannie. Okay, I think we're done with introductions. We've got all the Jeans represented.
How about Doc from Chicago?
Good morning, Doc.
How we doing?
Good morning,
Babs.
This is Lynn from Hagerstown.
Good morning.
Steve
from
Michigan.
Good morning, Babs. Cheryl from South Carolina.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Steve in Sandy, Utah.
From Stevensville, Montana.
Dottie from Massachusetts.
Good morning, Dottie.
Lee from Hazelcrest, Illinois.
Good morning.
Wendy.
Morning.
Big Orange Country, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Nancy.
Morning, Nancy.
Brenda from Leadville, Arkansas.
Good morning.
Karen from Cameron, Illinois.
Good morning.
Gary, Melbourne Beach, Florida.
Bill and Vivian, Indiana.
Cameron. Steve in Sandy, Utah.
Greg from Kansas.
Kathy from Stevensville, Montana.
Lisa morning. From Tulare, California.
Morning, Vance.
Sandy from Ohio. Morning.
Morning, Sandy.
Alfredo, New York.
All right, okay, that's what I was waiting for. I just needed to make sure we had one from the Big Apple, and now we're ready to get started. If I could have, before we jump into things, if I could have everybody who's not going to be sharing, or at least for the first 15 minutes, I've talked to a few of you in advance. If everybody can hit star 6, and that will mute you out, that will allow us to keep the line open. I'm waiting for two more beats. There's three, and where's the fourth one? There we go. I know you're all there. All right, everyone. I want to welcome you again to the Saturday AM Live call. It's July 29th, 2006, and I'm in Richmond, Virginia. It seems like the last few weeks I've been bouncing around. Not been home for a while to do these calls, but it's been a lot of fun, and I have the pleasure today to talk about a program that we as wellness consultants in NECAN have just absolutely been going gangbusters with. And today's call, we're going to focus on the majors and the minors. And what I mean by that is simply what some of the major, the significant things that we can see with our own eyes can take place with the Body Balance program, and then what some of those minor things are that we can't see with the naked eye, and yet are going on internally in our body. And we've got we're going to hear from several people in both categories. And I'll tell you, I approach the 14-year mark in NECAN, I'm honestly to the point where I don't know if I can contain the excitement, because now when I talk to people, we truly have what the Body Balance has given us is truly given us the complete package. We had great nutritionals before. However, with the wellness home concept, what this program has given us is the opportunity to market the NECAN Wellness Home to anybody and everybody. Here's some quick stats for you. Those of you who are statistician buffs, Thursday night. I believe it was the Thursday evening edition, so that would have been July 27th of the ABC program called Nightline. The focus was on childhood obesity in America. And the poster child, if you will, I didn't catch her name, a young gal from Houston, Texas, and it was the Texas Children's Memorial Hospital, whatever the name is, was the one that was administrating the study. This young gal, however, 16 years old, weighed 368 pounds. Take a gasp there, Averitt. You guys, I don't know if you remember back when you were 16 years old, but none of us should have been weighing 368 pounds at 16. And what they did to solve the problem, and this is an ongoing thing, is they had the sure-all wonder cure that in 2005, 175,000 Americans took part in this, was hooked her up with the gastric bypass surgery. They shrunk her stomach down to the size of a walnut. Now, I don't know about you, but I need more than the size of a walnut amount of food when I eat. What's amazing, and when you think about that, okay, here's a gal who has a stomach the size of a walnut, so this is a major, major problem here, and she's supposed to get enough vitamins and minerals in her body to function so her body can develop. As a growing teenager, the problem is, she's not going to get it in the food she's eating, because our foods have been, there's no minerals in the soil anymore. For example, right now, and I just learned this week, some more stats from Ted Aloisio, who is the author of the book Blood Never Lies, and I'll get him on the call, don't worry. He's an incredible, magnificent man. His contribution to the world of wellness has been fantastic. But if you want to get the amount of potassium that you need in a day, according to the Food and Drug Administration, the RDA, the Recommended Daily Allowance, you need to eat 15 whole bananas. So how do you put 15 whole bananas in the size of a walnut? Okay, figure that one out. If you want to get the amount of vitamin K that your body needs on a daily basis, that's 50 to 70 bowls of spinach. Okay, and if you want to get the amount of vitamins and minerals that we would derive from romaine lettuce, that's 200 pounds of romaine lettuce. Well, congratulations, because if you can conquer that, you've still got over 50 more minerals that you've got to deal with. So, bon appetit, folks. Start peeling, start lining up those bowls of spinach. I don't know how we're going to do it. Well, I do know how we're going to do it, because we hook up with something called Naked Body Balance Program. You're going to get the vitamins and minerals you need in your body to get it to function. So, enough of my introduction and stats. Let's go first. We'll do ladies first, and I'm sitting across a wedding banquet table. Cindy and I are going to the chapel, and we're going to get married. Anyways, we're sitting at hotel in their little wedding chapel room, and it's a beautiful arrangement, wouldn't you think,
Cindy?
Oh,
it's gorgeous. It's really gorgeous.
Cindy, share with the folks. Let's give the cold hard facts. When you were introduced to the Body Balance Program last, it would have been end of January, correct?
March.
Okay, so March. You were not one of the test candidates.
I was at Carol Riddick's house when her materials were delivered. I tried to steal them off of her front porch, and she got to them first. So, no, I was not a test person.
So, knowing that you started the same time as everybody else, you guys out there, you ladies, you can send me the hate emails. Just go ahead, and I'll give you my email address up front, okay? It's vsrogers995@aol.com. So there you had it. You can call me. You can drop me a note. The two things that a guy is never supposed to ask a lady is her age, and then right behind that is her weight. But I'm going to go ahead and do it for the sake of this call. Cindy, what was your weight when you started on the Body Balance Program?
Well, I want to start just a little bit ahead of that. You talked about the 16-year-old. When I was 13, I weighed 168 pounds. I'm only 5'2 as an adult, a 48-year-old adult. There you go, ladies. I know my age. So I was short and round, and I had been like that since I was 3. I have done every diet out there, vinegar, grapefruit, Weight Watchers 2 or 3, 4 times, Herbalife. I took the Redux. I took the FinFin. I am being watched now because I have heart disease in my family that no one even asked me about before they put me on the FinFin. I have done Atkins. You name it, I have done it. I'd lose weight for a few weeks, maybe a month. I'd start bruising, I'd get sick, and then I'd start gaining the weight back again because family members would begin begging me to eat because my disposition would become so bad. When I started this program, I was at my heaviest ever, 261 pounds, and I was not proud of it. I had put the majority of that weight on in the last couple of years. Back in 1997, I actually had the privilege of falling down the steps off of my front porch, and I fractured my lower back, and what activeness I had, if that is such a word, what activity I had in my life at that time kind of went out the window. Three doctors telling you that for the next year, you're going to have to wait for a bone in your back to knit back together will pretty much take the life out of you. So that was the beginning of a lot of weight gain. And so 261 pounds on March 21st. I am now down to 227 pounds. I'm 26 inches smaller. It was so cool packing to come here yesterday because I actually put on three or four different outfits trying to say, now what do I want to wear tomorrow? So I load up here in one outfit. I changed into another outfit for last night, and I'm wearing something different today, and yes, I'm one of those women. I brought four pairs of shoes with me for one day. But this has suddenly gotten fun again.
So, Cindy, I'm curious, if you had to sum up, I mean, if you had one Polaroid snapshot you could take of the last 4 months, 5 months journey, let's see, April, May, June, July, so 4 months journey with the Body Balance Program, what would that one thing be that has radically changed your life of what's happened?
In a word, energy. I'm known for not having a metabolism. Basically, any time I would try to quote-unquote diet in the past, I would basically go through the motions of the day, come home, and go to bed because I just didn't have the energy to do anything else. I'm up at 4 o'clock every morning. I'm at work by 5:30. I don't get home till about 5 or 5:30 at night. I have a part-time job that I work at the hospital on the weekends. I'm now working with Focus on Growth, traveling, covering the East Coast, and I'm building my knee can business. So I have cut a few things out. I used to sew and crochet for people. I don't do that much anymore just because of the number of hours in a day. But once the weight started coming off, and once, and apparently it's working the way it's supposed to because Ted Aloisio last night, by looking at my blood, told me that the nutrients are getting into my system exactly the way they're supposed to. My red blood cells are beautiful. So basically what has happened over the last 4 months is my energy level has gone straight through the ceiling for the first time in my life. And remember, I'm 48, so I don't know what it is to have energy. I don't know what it is to go to the mall and not be dragging behind everybody else. I claim that when we go shopping, I shop different from everybody else because they're two stores ahead of me yelling, come on, come on, come on. Well, now I have so much energy that I've actually at work been known to shut the door to my office because I have so much energy I don't know what to do with it, and I do what I call a little happy dance just to try to get rid of some of it. It's like, what am I going to do with all of it? I'm supposed to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night so that I can get the decent number of hours of sleep to get up the next morning, and at 9 o'clock, I'm still doing stuff. So Harry's coming in going, oh, are you going to bed? Well, yeah, in a little bit. Well, you're not going to get up in the morning? Oh, yes, I will. And you just don't know when to quit. So energy.
You know, what's so funny, and you guys, you have to understand my perspective. I'm sitting 8 foot across the table from Cindy, and I'm cracking up. I had just to mute my phone because I'm laughing so hard. And, you know, if you saw Cindy, and some of you guys, Cindy, what's the website for your blog so you can see the before and after photos? Give them that website address.
Okay, it's My Body Balance Blog. All those four words together, My Body Balance Blog, B-L-O-G. blogspot, blogspot.com.
So you guys can see what Cindy used to look like and what she looks like, what I'm looking at right now. You guys, the beauty about that is, you know, the one that she described was, and when you see the results, you're thinking, man, how can some energy? I'm looking at the results. What is she talking about? For mistakes. So, anyway, then, well, I know you're, to get back in the room to hear Gordon Pedersen, I want to thank you up front. And then I'm going to jump right now to our second major. And so, Jim and Nancy, if you'll just hang tight. I know I've got Tim Kemp on the line. And Tim was in the room with me here, but I don't know where he disappeared to. So, Tim, are you with us there?
Yes, I am. I was just having trouble separating what I was hearing on the cell phone from direct, so I had to go to the other room.
Yeah, one of the beauties about being on a conference call with somebody right next to you, if you're on two different phone lines, is there's an echo, and it kind of drives you nuts, and you're like, wait, how come his lips are moving, but I'm not hearing it, and then I hear it in my ear later, or how come her lips are moving? Tim, same thing with you. You were introduced, you were not one of the testers for the pilot group with the Body Balance program?
That's correct. I started on it when it was first released to everyone.
Okay, so Tim, let's go back a little bit further, just like Cindy did. I briefly heard your story a couple weeks ago on an evening, actually, Body Balance support call, and you had mentioned that, 30 years ago when you and your bride walked down the aisle, what was your weight and height then?
My height at that time was a little over 5'8". My weight was about 185, and the doctor was already telling me I needed to lose weight at that time.
Okay, so 5'8", 185, that was 30 years ago, and then 4 months ago, now this is going to be a shocker, and again, I got away with it with Cindy, and I didn't get slapped from her, so I'm going to do it, and you're a guy, so you definitely won't get upset. What was your weight when you started on the Body Balance?
Well, let's go back 1.5 years.
Okay, go back 1.5 years then for us.
Okay, a year and a half ago, I was weighing about in the mid-260-pound range, but the stress on my heart had caused me to come down with congestive heart failure because of all the excess weight. And after I had congestive heart failure in October, I had 20-something pounds weight gain in about 3 weeks' time. Then in January of 06, I had a heart attack. And after that, I was finding myself unable to exercise at all anymore, and my weight skyrocketed. By mid-March, I was 334 pounds in a wheelchair and on oxygen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I was so heavy I could not breathe.
Now, Tim, I remember, because you had reminded me of this, that the last time I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, your son, Randy, had run sound for the event, and you were supposed to be there, and yet you couldn't because you were dealing with some physical issues.
I could not see you when you were in Raleigh because I was having heart surgery.
Yeah, that's not something any of us would want to wish upon either our loved ones or ourselves. So a year and a half ago, your life was pretty much a mess. So let's fast forward to March of this year. I'm guessing that you're still dealing with the after effects of having congestive heart failure and surgery. And so Nikin comes along with the Body Balance program, and I don't know the long and short of it, how, you know, whether it was Carol or Cindy or whoever it was that told you about it. I'm curious, what were your initial reactions when somebody says, oh, Nikin's got this Body Balance program, it's kind of a diet drink, kind of a whole program on? What were your initial thoughts?
Well, after 30 years of trying to lose weight and not finding any diet that I was successful on, I will say I did find one diet I lost a lot of weight on, but it didn't take me long to realize that 4 soda crackers and a glass of water for each meal was not very nutritious, so that didn't last long. Anyway, I had had no luck, so I really didn't have a lot of faith in it until I found out that my Upline Platinum, Carol Riddick, it had a great deal of success on it as one of the test people for the product before it was released. So the day the product was released, I ordered a 4-month supply of it because I knew that if she was having luck with it and that if it was coming from Nikin, it had to work.
Okay, on that note, Tim, give us the numbers when you started on the program, and then go ahead and give us the numbers to where you're at now and then go ahead and answer the question, if there was one word, one Polaroid snapshot that you could describe what you've experienced the last 4 months, what would that be?
Okay, the numbers when I start on the program, 334 pounds. Blood pressure, even on two blood pressure medications, double doses each day, was running usually 165 to 185 over somewhere around 85. Blood sugar had gotten to the point by March that it was running in the mornings anywhere from 175 to 250 in that range. Like I said, oxygen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in a wheelchair. By the time I'd been on it for 1.5 weeks, I had already had to go have the doctor cut my blood pressure medications in half when my blood pressure started hitting 89 over 38 when I would stand up. My weight was already down over 20 pounds in a week and a half. I was off of my oxygen within about 3 weeks. I was out of my wheelchair within about 4 weeks. Now, after 3.5 months or so, I am down 55 pounds. I now weigh 279 pounds. My blood pressure is, it looks like I'm going to have my blood pressure medications cut in half yet again because it's dropping so low. And I was told by my doctor last week when I had my 3 month blood check, things such as my diabetes, I'm type 2 diabetic, that the blood test shows absolutely no signs of my being diabetic. No high blood sugar at all when I was tested.
Wait a second. No signs of being a diabetic?
He said there were no signs in the blood test of me being diabetic anymore.
Okay, so now we're bordering on the fringe of making medical claims here with a product or a program. However,
just quoting the doctor.
You're just quoting the doctor. Okay, I guess we can't get in trouble for that then. Tim, one word, snapshot, what would that word be for you? Or a phrase?
Just feeling great.
Okay.
That would be it.
You know, and when you walked in this morning, I cheated, okay, I saw your before and after photos, and I'll tell you, Howard, because I remember when we met a few years ago, and seeing you walk in this morning, and feeling great would be two words that would come to my mind as well. So, Tim, I know that I've got a copy of your before and after photos. Are those posted on a website anywhere, or maybe I'll just get them to Brad, and he can put them up on his website or something, or a click, or...
I don't have a post it anywhere, but I can do that and send you the email address.
I've got the email. I'll make sure Brad gets it, and then we'll get it out to folks so they can see as well. Okay. Well, Tim, I want to thank you, and like Cindy, I'll let you get back into the expo, and I've got a couple other people waiting patiently. So, Tim, thank you, because both you and Cindy's story is going to be a motivation and an inspiration to, I know, a lot of folks. And I know that what the Body Balance Program has done for your business has been absolutely tremendous. So
let me comment on that right quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Since Body Balance, I have had a 1,200% increase in the size of my group, and I have had over a 3,000% increase in the size of my volume.
Well, I guess you're not complaining one bit, are you?
Not one iota.
So there's kind of, a business opportunity attached with this as well.
There definitely is, especially when people can see the change.
Oh, that is fantastic. You know, and that's one of the things that I remember talking to Tara Carlin, who was also one of the product testers back in January. She said, you know, Vance, for years as wellness consultants dealing with Nikin's technologies, we always talked about how we felt and what happened on the inside. And that was difficult to be able to explain that to people until they actually experienced it. However, with the Body Balance, it's like, you know, if they can't see it, man, then they gotta take the blinders off because it's right there in front of them. So, Tim, thank you again. I'm gonna move on now to a couple people that I like to describe as minors. Not so much in what's taking place, as far as it's a minor result. It's just simply, it's some of those things that you don't think about that'll take place when you use a program like this that are going to happen because the body is, well, as we like to talk about the five pillars of health, that the body is getting balanced so that things are starting to line up in the sense of the body is getting the right nutrients, getting it in the right pace throughout the day, it's getting cleansed at night, so the elimination is taking place properly, and I mean everything is going in full circle so that the body will function at its peak. And as both Tim and Cindy alluded to, the energy level feeling great, the fact that blood pressure is getting balanced, and I mean, how do you, you know, would you ever imagine that no signs of diabetes? I mean, that's just fantastic as far as blood sugar levels. So, Nancy Erickson, I believe you're on the host line now. Nancy?
I am.
There we go. Okay, thank you. Nancy's from Estacada, Oregon, a little bit down the road from us. And those of you who are movie buffs like my wife, Stacy, and I, if you ever saw the movie Postman with Kevin Costner, it was shot in her backyard. Well, not literally her backyard, but that was Estacada's claim to fame a few years ago. I don't think it was all that great a movie because I never even saw it. But I have relatives via marriage that were in the movie. But enough of that stuff. Nancy, you came to a wellness preview. You've been associated with Nikan for quite a while, and you came to a wellness preview a few weeks ago when Dennis Williams was in town assisting us that evening, and you were like a changed woman because we hadn't seen you in a while because you didn't go out much in public very often. And would you mind sharing with the folks, you've been on the Body Balance for a while, but would you mind sharing with the folks your, as I'm labeling it, and I could get slapped through the phone for this because I know it's not a minor condition to you. However, it was something that happened inside that nobody could see.
Just thinking about it gets me emotional. I have dealt with IBS, which I believe most people know what that is, irritable bowel syndrome, for 20 years. And I have used other nutritional products and protein drinks for 30 years before I started using Nikan. And with irritable bowel, bloating and never bloating, cramping, just being miserable, I got to the point where I just didn't even want to go out in public. It was such a big deal to go to be anywhere, miserable when you're bloated and gassy and all those miserable things. And so the biggest for me that I noticed immediately, I couldn't tell you how soon, it was such a mind blower, that I had no symptoms with the Body Balance program. My symptoms went away, so suddenly I have my life back, and going out in public is wonderful.
Now, I know it was kind of a shock for us that night. Again, like I said, we hadn't seen you in a while because you didn't regularly make it to the wellness preview. And when Dennis Williams that night asked for a testimony, you jumped up front, and it was like, here's my opportunity. And you didn't want to get out of the front of the room because you were so excited. And I don't blame you. I've never dealt with IBS, and I didn't even know what the initials represented. I'm like, IBS, I don't have a clue what that meant. Nancy, I'm wondering, though, with that, what you've been dealing with all those years, not to get, you know, to go too far down to the gutter here of conversation here, you talk about not having a life. Were you thinking that the Body Balance program, and I want to keep emphasizing that it's not a diet, it's not a shake, it's not a meal replacement, it is a program. There's four components, so use them all together. Were you expecting that program to do what it did for you?
I completely had that in my mind. I wanted it to do that for me. And when the name of it, Body Balance Program, for me, I was excited to try it. And health has been a big issue, several huge health things in the last 6 years. And lactoferrin, I have to say, played a big part in that. Digestive problems are things, a lot of stress in my life, a single parent most of my adult life, working three jobs and too much stress. But it was, as soon as I got on the body balance, I just started feeling so good, where if anyone asked me to go somewhere, I'd always hesitate, because it's terrible to be in that kind of misery. And I didn't need to lose weight. Actually, everyone was trying to feed me, because I actually got to the point where eating was just nothing I looked forward to, because anything I could eat would, or it just seemed like it always turned into bloating. And the first thing I noticed was that little pooch in the front of your belly that you get, and that bloat, which I just really believe, when I see a lot of people walking around with that, which was a lot bigger than mine, a lot of people, was gone.
Do you find yourself now wanting to walk up to people that you see a recognizable pooch and you want to just talk to them about the body balance, or do you have to refrain yourself?
You're exactly right there, Vance. I really have to contain myself, because I just want to tell everyone it's just really sad to be in that shape, and I've suffered with it for so long, and now I'm not, and it's just, I'm 54, and I'm like a free person now, free. I can go when I want to go. I take my body balance with me, and it is the easiest thing. I take our shaker, I've mixed a body balance on the road. To me, it's just the easiest thing in the world to do. Very easy.
So we don't want to recommend that when you're driving. We'll just throw that disclaimer out. Children, don't try this at home without parental supervision. Nancy, one more question for you. Do you know statistically how many people just in America suffer from irritable bowel syndrome?
I don't know, but I actually used to. But it's a lot. It's very, very common, and most people don't want to talk about it.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
And I also was diagnosed 3 years ago with the big C word, which I don't admit to. And I also 3 years ago was in a rollover car accident. So I was recovering from a lot of things, and I just have to say that you couldn't take or buy or pay me to not use the body balance program.
Mm-hmm.
I have my life back. I have my energy back. I can do anything now.
Yeah, and I'll ask you, here's my final question. This is the final question, as Regis says, that your final answer. If there was a snapshot, Polaroid, that you would use to describe what's happening in your life, Nancy, what would that be?
Freedom.
Okay.
That would be my snapshot.
And I can hear the passion in your voice when you say that, so I appreciate that. So huge, huge. And, you know, folks, I know that based on what we keep seeing in the headlines and the news, although we don't know how many statistically people are suffering from IBS, based on the food that we're putting in our body, or, you know, those of us who are trying our best to eat better, to take good care of ourselves, there's got to be millions of people out there that are suffering internally from different things. And I know there's a lot of home remedies out there that people are trying. I had a guy just the other day say that he's heard a lot about this and he's read a lot about it and he's going to do it. And so I handed him my business card and I said, why don't you call me or drop me an email or you drop me a note after you've done that program. And his home remedy for cleansing out his body, getting everything back in line, and was for 3 days straight. Now, I don't know if he consumes food along with this program, but for 3 days straight, two main things that are in the ingredients of this cleanse program are Coca-Cola and virgin olive oil. I have no idea why, but any of you guys out there want to try that cleanse program, knock yourself out, email me the results. I'd love to know how it worked out for you. As Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? So, last but not least, my scheduled person, and then we're going to open up the lines. I got one more person that is sitting in front of me that hasn't shared. Jim Kerr, go ahead. Yes.
I just briefly want to add that I've been involved with nutrition, and I was involved with another nutritional company and have drank protein drinks for 30 years. And which I think a lot of people have a problem with soy and that kind of thing. And I kept trying them all those years because I needed the energy. And I just want everyone to know that on the Body Balance program, I have no bloat. And also I've used a lot of herbal laxative type things, which I got real afraid to do because of cramping and that kind of thing. And the cleanse is just remarkable, absolutely remarkable, and so is the program. It's hard for me to believe even that I have no fear of having any of that happen anymore. It's just absolutely great.
And I would have to agree with you 100%. Knowing you for as long as you've known our family and we've known you, that freedom is a huge thing. You know, we talk about the American dream, being able to live it, but we always forget that that's something that people are literally enslaved in bondage, and we have something that will liberate them now. So let's bounce just a little bit north of Nancy to Camas, Washington, to Jim Curry, who 4 years ago, about 4.5 years ago, when the cardio strides were introduced, Jim and his wife, who are, I guess you would say, first cousins once removed, I guess is the technical term, my dad's first cousin. Jim, you and a few other people that my mom contacted were part of the pilot members of the Lifestyle Program. And you had some significant success with that. And now the Body Balance Program comes out, and what were your thoughts? Or actually, let's go back to the beginning of 2006 and tell us where things were at for you.
Well, first, Vance, I want to clarify this. Is my weight gain is not my fault. It's a hereditary issue. I come from a long line of fat people.
What's the common reason, Jim? And I know the answer to this question, but for the sake of those listening, I gotta just ask it. What's the common reason, especially when the summer months when it gets warmer? What is it that our family has always struggled with that creates those fat people, as you called them?
Well, in our family, heat relates to ice cream, and we love ice cream.
And Mom keeps saying yogurt, but you keep correcting her and saying ice cream, correct?
I keep correcting her and say ice cream.
Okay. So that being said, we're going to pass the blame. We're not going to take responsibility for our own size, which is fine. So we come from a long line, which a lot of people say, you know, my parents were overweight, my grandparents were overweight. It's always been an issue, so hey, that's where it is. What were you at? Give us the numbers. This year, because what's the term that you use? You have a several pair of fat boy pants, I think is the way you call them.
When we had the product launch March 18th in Portland, I had December was a terrible month for me. I called it National S&S Month, and that is Sugar and Starch Month. And I had gained 20 to 25 pounds.
In 1 month?
Well, when you have chocolate for your midnight snack, and that's just not a chocolate, that's a whole bag. But anyway, I had tried exercise and a number of things, and I could not get that weight off, and I was looking forward to it, and on the 20th I started it. Now I'm down 20 plus pounds. It's remarkable. I say in my fat report that what really got me motivated, I guess, was when I had to go buy fat boy pants so I could look respectable. And I'm back into my normal slacks, and it feels great. The energy the program gives you. But one thing I did do, as the other three people did, they made a commitment to losing that weight. And if you don't make a personal commitment, no program is going to work for you.
You know, and it was interesting because I was just reading this morning, Proverbs 29, verse 1. It talks about lack of discipline will lead to just complete mess, and your whole world will fall apart. And that's something I know, because we talk almost every day, Jim, and you've upped the ante when it comes to discipline. Stacey, my wife did tell me yesterday on the phone that you ate like a whole bowl of blueberries. Now, how much restraint do you have when you sit down and eat a whole bowl of blueberries? But I guess it looks a lot better than ice cream or a bag of chocolates, huh?
Well, I had to do that because there was a little girl that sold them to me. They were a little bit high in price, but they were wonderful.
And just so if you guys are wondering, our daughter McKenna and Emily decided to earn spending money for going to Europe next fall. They were going to pick blueberries and sell them. So they sent out a few emails, made a few phone calls, and, well, I guess they're networking at ages 7 and 4 already. So, Jim, I'll ask you the same question. If you could put a snapshot on Polaroid of what the body balance has done for you, or address the comment, is it just another diet? What would your snapshot be?
Well, my snapshot would be that through commitment, I've lost the weight that I wanted to lose. The nice thing about it is, as I mentioned, heat and some of the summer heat relates to ice cream, and I'm going to have my ice cream, but I can go back and have a shake, get back on the program, and I've lost that additional gain that I've got from the ice cream.
Hmm. So you don't have to be a you don't have to sacrifice everything. You don't have to punish yourself day in and day out. We can still enjoy some of life's pleasures and yet maintain what we need to do. So appreciate it, Jim. I've got Lisa and I didn't even Hazel Grove. I walked into an Olive Garden here in Richmond, Virginia yesterday to do an executive luncheon, and I was there just getting set up, and this gal walks in. And I had to do a double take, and it's not because of the striking blonde hair or the features, folks. I'm just being honest. I saw the face, but it didn't fit the body. And I said, I know that person, but don't I know? Maybe I don't, because I know this isn't different. And I grabbed this morning. I said, hey, would you mind saying a couple things? I was just sharing a bit on the call about what happened in your life. So Lisa's across the wedding chapel table again, where Cindy was just a few minutes ago. So Lisa, before we open up the phone lines, just real quick here, take a couple minutes and share what's happened in your life as a result of the body balance. And don't forget, it's not so much the weight, because you're a female again, and you're within slapping range of my face. I'll stay over here by the window. It's your size was the inches. So go ahead and give us a little background, and then that's the bomb you're going to drop at the end, if I can set that up properly. What's been the loss of inches, and what size you are now from where you were? So go ahead, Lisa.
Good morning, everybody. I started Beacon 3 years ago. And I think the most impressive thing I started to do was to put on the cardio strides and just go everywhere, to the grocery store, up and down the stairs. And I actually lost 26 pounds before the the body balance came out. And I had plateaued. I was still wanting to lose more weight. This came out, and I was so eager to get on this. I thought, this is it. I'm going to lose that weight, the extra weight, just getting on this. I will tell you, the pounds I lost on body balance may not impress you. 16 pounds. But what will impress you is I was a size 12, and I'm now a size 6. So the body balance for me has given me the confidence that I used to have. And people are like, wow, you've really changed. And I went, no, this is how I used to be 15 years ago. So that's what the body balance has done for me. It has really gotten me past that plateau that I was at and got the extra weight off. And like Vance said, people that I haven't seen in a long time are just doing a double take and going, wow. And today at the conference, I've met a few people, and they cannot believe the difference. And it's not just the weight. It's not that I am in a size 6 again, thank you, God. This is, you know, what I used to be was this size. It's the fact that I feel good, and I have the energy, and I'm not lacking anything.
Yeah, Lisa, that truly, right there, those final words, I'm not lacking anything. And I think that would be echoed by Jim, by Nancy, by Tim, else, and I know there's a lot of you out there, so what I'm going to do right now, we're going to take a segue, and if you guys can, as soon as I push two keys, and you're going to hear two tones, if you can do me a big favor, we got over 100 people on the line right now, you can do me a big favor and hit star 6. Don't do it yet. Hit star 6 on your phone, and that'll mute you out. And if you want to share, if you've got a great body balance story, either a major or a minor, we don't care. We'd like to hear it. But if you want to share that, just hit star 6 again, and that'll be muted. So right now, everybody, if you can give me 2 seconds after I push these two buttons, you hit star 6, it'll mute it out and keep the line pretty clear. Go ahead.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Do because this is firsthand product testimony. Todd is a classmate of mine from 20 years ago. We graduated from high school, and a few months ago, Todd, myself, and my sister-in-law, who is also a classmate, we got together and started organizing our 20-year reunion. The long and short of the story is, upon Todd and Teresa walking out of our house, Todd mentioned to me that he was considering gastric bypass surgery. And I said, really? And he mentioned that his wife, Jill, was pretty concerned about that. And so I said, Todd, no, just for food for thought. Why, I just got these in the mail a couple of days ago, but there's a few testimonies of people that were the product testers for this product line, this program, and they got to use it before we went public with it. And, you know, if you can get by the goofball interviewer that interviewed the last two and just listen to it, tell me what you think. You know, who knows? Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Doesn't matter. It's not going to affect our friendship whatsoever. Well, that was about 9:30, 10 o'clock that night. Next morning, I jump on the computer, and at about 6:15, 6:30, I get an email from Todd's wife. I've never met her. She woke up early because she was a nursing mom, and she said in the email, Vance, you've not met me, but I'm Jill, Todd's wife, and I saw this CD laying here, and I popped it in the computer, and I just finished listening to it. What is this stuff? I am overly concerned about what Todd's thinking about doing with this surgery because, well, frankly, when you have 1% fatality rate, that's 1 out of 100, I'm not willing to let my husband die. And, you know, because you have 99% chance of living, but maybe he's that one. And shared a few other things along that lines, and long and short of it was we got together a couple weeks later. They had a family vacation coming up, and Todd said, let's start this after the family vacation because, you know, frankly, I want to pig out. And a little quick background, Todd is one of those type of people that can consume a Big Mac in 35 seconds from McDonald's, and he can polish off 3 of them in under 2 minutes. So it's not about, not being able to eat, because Todd can put it away. Well, the email I received just 5 days ago on Monday of this week simply said this, 27 pounds down, 33 to go. Oh, and by the way, it's not even been 4 weeks yet, has advanced. That's amazing, folks. And here's somebody who was planning to go the route of the other 175,000 people in our country to do the gastric bypass surgery. And I was hoping Todd could get on the call, but he has his own concrete company, and I understand that, you know, things get in the way. So line is open, folks. We've got about, 11, 12 minutes left, and I want to cut it off at the top of the hour here. Lance, who wants to share what's happened in their life?
Lance, this is Bill from Costa Mesa, California.
Go ahead, Bill.
I had called you a while back, and I got on the program. I'm 6'3", I weighed 337 pounds. Couldn't find anything to lose weight. And I told you in the beginning, I said, you know, I'm having a hard time, not getting hungry during the day. But, you know, you said stick with it, so, you know, I stuck with it, so now, unfortunately, you know, I'm down to 295, and I went from a size 48-50 pants, and now I'm down to a 44. And, you know, I feel good on the program during the day. I don't get sleepy in the afternoon. And really thrilled with the program.
That is fantastic. And I am so grateful that you shared that, because that is one of the common occurrences that people experience. Right at first, they're like, man, I feel like I'm going to starve because I'm used to eating three. You know, I'm an American. I'm speaking on behalf of males out there, because the common response is, you know, when I sit down to a meal, I need to eat. You know, forget that 8 or 10-ounce steak. You know, I need the 16 or 20-ounce steak, and I need the loaded baked potato. Forget that salad stuff. Just give me a, go ahead and give me an order of, you know, curly fries with cheese smothered all over the top. If that's where we're at, folks. That's our society. And if we weren't that way, we wouldn't have the statistics that we have with 65% of our population overweight. Who else wants to share? And if you guys can do me a favor, if you're not talking, go ahead and hit star 6 and mute your lines for those who are talking. We can hear them clearly.
Call on the product.
So...
This is Mary Jane.
Go ahead, Mary Jane. Oh, and thank you, Mary Jane, for being on the line. And again, if you guys can mute your line or put your thumb over your mouthpiece or something, there's a lot of background noise. And you guys, you're not going to believe, for those of you who have never heard Mary Jane's testimony, go ahead, Mary Jane, the line is yours.
Okay, well, I've got a couple of testimonies. I didn't have a lot of weight to lose on the body balance, but your mom and I have worked with diets for years, and one of the things that we always did so that people would actually know what was happening is we took lots of measurements, and go down the body, take your neck, take your chest, and I took 2 inches above my waist, 2 inches below my waist, the fattest part of my hips, and then both legs, because legs are different. Your fattest part of your thighs, your fattest part of your calves, the fattest part of your ankles, the fattest part of your upper arm, the fattest part of your middle arm, and your wrist. So there's a lot of measurements that you take because you don't know where you're going to take and lose the weight or where you're carrying the weight. I took my measurements. I didn't have weight to lose, really, except I didn't like the way my body was shaped. And in 2 months, I took my measurements, and then 2 months later, I went back and took my measurements. I had lost 2 pounds. I'm 73. I didn't have to lose weight. I lost 2 pounds, and I lost 23 inches of blubber. So even if you don't think that you have a lot of weight to lose, but the reason that we did that, the reason that Shara and I did that, it's because we wanted people to know where they were losing weight. I lost 1.5 inches off my neck. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. 3 inches off my hips, which is, I mean, that thrilled me. I knew I was losing weight. I mean, I thought I'm losing weight, but I'm not losing weight. What's happening here? And I waited for 2 months, and that's what happened.
And now, Mary Jane, the word you used was blubber that you lost. So obviously in your 73 years of being on this earth, that blubber somehow found you and it wasn't willing. It became good friends with your body.
It didn't want to go away.
And 1.5 inches in your neck, that is amazing.
I knew it. I couldn't believe it. I measured it twice. I thought, this can't be. And I don't know whether I measured wrong in the beginning or whatever, but it was consistent with a lot of the other places that I lost. I mean, I lost 3 inches off my hips. You know, it was 1.5 inches, maybe and I went down to 7/8 of an inch when I was doing the measurements. I mean, I was very precise. And and your arms and legs are each different sizes because you use them differently. So, anyway, I encourage anybody now to go and take your complete body measurements. Because if you're not losing weight, you're losing blubber if you're on the program.
You know, and that's exactly right. And that's like Lisa just shared. I didn't recognize her. I mean, I saw the face, like I said, but I didn't key in it. It's because going from a size 12 to a size 6 as a female, I mean, that is a big stinking deal.
Yes.
So, you know, and Mary Jane, exactly. And, you know, we have the answer for people who are, how do we say this? Politically correct, they're more mature in life. You know? So is that safe to say?
That's safe to say.
Or as I like to say, those who eat dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, it's one of those things that we really do have an answer for people. There's a lot of folks out there that, you know, they're not, by like you are not overweight by any means. It's just your skin's not as toned as it used to be. Well, this program really will do it. We got time for a couple more, and I want to allow people to do it. So go ahead.
Can Brenda from Arkansas?
Go ahead, Brenda.
This time last year, I got the cardio stretch shoes, and I was wearing a size 18 at the time. And by Christmas, I had gone down to a size 16. I dropped 12 pounds.
Boy.
Well, started on the Body Balance in April. I was kind of late getting my shipment. There were some problems with it. And to this date, I have lost 22 pounds and 25 and a half inches. And yesterday, I bought a size 12 jeans.
Hmm. And Brenda, I'm curious, you said you got a size 12 jeans. What were you wearing before the program?
Before the program, I was a 16 back in March. And this time last year, I was an 18.
Wow. So in a year's time, from an 18 down to a 12, and the last, 16 down to a 12. So is that two sizes in a female, or is that just one or four sizes?
Well, there's 18, 16, 16, and then 12.
So... I'm counting on my fingers, so three, four sizes.
my friends call me a walking billboard. It's
walking.
Been great for my business as an Econ consultant. This is just my second year in it, but I've got a lot of people who are doing the Body Balance just because they see what I look like. And I had one man who wanted his wife on it because he said, I've seen a lot of people lose weight, he said, and they all look terrible when they do it. He said, you look healthy. You look fantastic.
Mm. That's, you know, and, you know, I didn't even ask you for a snapshot, Brenda, but that would be a great way to describe it. You know, people go on diets and they look terrible because they're not happy. They, you know, the first three letters of diet are what? Die. I mean,
really?
Who wants to do that? Who wants to sign up for that program? And that's kind of a class.
I have never been able to stick to a diet in my life. Most of my weight, I think, came either through prescription medications or having my children, but I have never been able to stick to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I even, before this, I went on a 2-week sugar fast and didn't lose a single ounce. It was very frustrating.
Now, Brenda, one quick question for you, and then I want to have open up for one more person to share, and then I want to wrap things up. Brenda, you talked about, or you didn't mention this, and I want to know, are you using the program today for two shakes a day, two rev ups a day, or you're alternating? Some days you only do one, or what are you doing with it?
I try to do two shakes, though. In the month of June, I just did one shake a day. We were out picking blueberries as a family, and if I'm dehydrated, I don't lose weight. I have to get my 100 ounces of water, or it won't come off.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm not able to get the water, I just do one shake a day. But otherwise, I do two shakes a day and make sure I get my water.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right, we have time for one more, folks. So,
Van?
Yes.
You'll get to take one more besides mine, but this is a funny note.
For those of you who don't recognize the voice, this is my mom, Char Rogers. Go ahead, Mom.
After being on protein drinks for convenience and health since 1978... First, I have to tell you, I am addicted to this. I had to ask Ruth Williams if there was anything addictive in it, and she said, absolutely not. Of course, I can't answer. When I can do it not only once a day for health, but twice a day because it's great and I like the way I feel, but also the third time in a day, that's what you would call obsessive. But anyway, the other great note is if ladies want to save time, introduce their husband. After 42 years of marriage, my husband comes in, fixes his own lunch after having done his Body Balance breakfast, usually gathers a handful of berries out of the berry patch, and I've got an extra hour and a half in my day at least. So I love that part of it.
So you're making Dad do his own cooking now. Okay, I see what it's come to.
He's volunteered. He gets it exactly when he wants it. It's great.
Oh, That's fantastic.
All right, one, you guys, as she said, we'll give you one more. Who wants to share?
All right, as they say, and being that I'm in a wedding chapel, speak up now or forever hold your peace.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
I want to thank especially Cindy Key, Tim Kemp, Jim Curry, who else? Nancy Erickson and Lisa Hargrove for sharing on the call. I know you guys are the scheduled ones, and all the rest of you that piped in there. It has been fantastic to hear your stories, and I hope that's been not only motivating but educational for the rest of us that are out there. And I really want to challenge folks. You guys, we've had the program for going on 4 months now, and this is just the beginning. And I'll let you and those of you who are staying on to the very end, you decide to push through to the very end of the call. I'll let you in on a little secret that Gordon Pedersen shared with us last night. Oops, I revealed the source, but he shared with people and said, you know, I don't know how to utilize all this and take this, and I can't stand the taste of those the jade greenzymes. I mix it with this, and he said, well, what if we could capsulate that? What would that do for your business? That's all I'm going to say about that subject. So there's a little secret, folks, so, you know, maybe you can look forward to that. And you're not quoting me. You're quoting Gordon Pedersen. Next Saturday, we got a wonderful surprise lined up for you, and I'm not going to spoil it. And as always, if you know people that would benefit from hearing what was shared today, send them over to the website, www.growinginwellness.com. Brad Huddleston will be coming home from Australia on Monday night. So from here on out, we're hoping that the recordings will be expedited up to the website. And there's a couple from the past few weeks that are just going to be fantastic. And something I'm working on, I don't have the date lined up, but you guys, again, this will be coming forthcoming. Got some wonderful things lined up for the next few weeks, and I just put the final touches on it. I don't have the date for it, but I've got four kids' stories that we're going to be calling Focus on the Family, that not only, it's not just hearing it from the parents, but three of these kids, we're going to have them share their story. And these are kids, I'm talking under 15 years of age, multiple different symptoms that they were dealing with or conditions that the medical association or the doctors have assigned to them. And it's going to blow your mind. So just be patient on that one, and it's forthcoming, but it's going to be an exciting call for anybody that, well, that's pretty much all of us that either live with kids or have grandkids or no kids. It'll be a powerful, powerful call. So you guys have a fantastic weekend. Again, the website, www.growinginwellness.com. And if you want to be on the email list so you know what's coming for future calls, pop me an email. And that address is simply vsrogers995@AOL.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers995@AOL.com. Just simply put in the subject line, add to mailing list, and I'll pop you on that list. And every week, I don't send any forwards. I just put you on the list so you can receive the updates of what's coming. And finally, last but not least, I just want to remind everybody, next Saturday, same time, same place. And thank you again for everybody who shared. Look forward to talking to you next week. And have a fabulous, wonderful weekend. Talk to you soon, guys.